This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Though it is in recess, the third ever U.S. Senate impeachment trial of an American president is underway, with opening arguments set for next week. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The Senate sergeant-at-arms began the proceedings, and House prosecutors formally presented the impeachment articles.
Article 1, abuse of power.
Another on obstructing Congress.
The escort committee will now conduct the Chief Justice of the United States to the dais.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
All 100 senators will be jurors.
Do you solemnly swear?
And John Roberts had them recite an oath to do impartial justice. Democrats like Mazie Hirono say they want to hear the president defend himself.
We've heard nothing except him calling it a witch hunt.
Not long after, he used another favored phrase in rejecting the impeachment bid.
A phony hoax.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
After claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the U.S. Defense Department now says there were in fact several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. There was hard-edged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In a rare Friday sermon, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said President Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is enriching more uranium now than it did before it signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. With his Senate impeachment trial in front of him, President Trump is denying charges by a former associate of his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The major allegation that Mr. Trump was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of Joe Biden, a political rival. Pressure meant to benefit the president's re-election bid. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the Central American nation of Panama, prosecutors say they have found the corpses of six children and one adult in a clandestine burial pit where a religious sect was discovered torturing indigenous people in what appeared to be exorcism rituals. The pit was found near the Caribbean coast, where police a day earlier had arrested 10 members of a sect known as the New Light of God. Police at the same time freed an indigenous group whose members had been tied up and beaten. Some had also apparently suffered burns. The U.S. Senate has passed the new long-delayed American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. AP's Ed Donahue has our report.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement cruised through the Senate.
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10.
Improving the North American Free Trade Agreement was a key part of President Trump's campaign in 2016. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says people in Mexico and Canada buy $500 billion worth of American goods and services every year.
That includes more than a quarter of all the food and agricultural products grown here in the United States.
President Trump complained NAFTA encouraged companies to move their manufacturing plants south of the border. He is expected to sign the USMCA bill next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Chinese government is applauding the interim trade agreement with the United States, but cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed the so-called Phase One Accord this week, aimed at partially resolving the 18-month trade dispute between the world's largest economies. Among the outstanding issues left on the table, tariffs. Washington says its levies against Beijing must remain in place to ensure China fulfills its commitments. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.